This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. At least five people have been killed and more than 20 injured in a rocket attack on the Afghan capital. The attack took place just before the US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was due to meet Taliban negotiators in Qatar as part of efforts to resume stalled peace talks. Sukunda Kermani has more details.
Video shared on social media shows students from a girls' school screaming and running in panic with a thud of explosions in the background. Officials said 14 rockets were fired from two different vehicles hitting central parts of the city. Violence in Afghanistan has intensified over recent weeks, even as US troop withdrawals continue, and in spite of ongoing but slow-moving peace negotiations between the Taliban and Afghan officials in Doha. There are suggestions the two sides are finally close to signing off on the preliminary issues they've been discussing so far, but they're yet to even begin talks on a ceasefire or power-sharing arrangement.
Donald Trump has suffered a further blow to his efforts to overturn the presidential election result. A delegation of Republicans from Michigan confirmed that the state would certify its result on Monday, showing Joe Biden as the winner. David Willis has this report.
Only days after he personally telephoned two local election officials in Michigan to discuss the result there, Donald Trump summoned a delegation of the state's Republican lawmakers to the White House. Joe Biden won Michigan by more than 155,000 votes, and reports here have suggested the meeting was an extension of Mr. Trump's efforts to overturn the result on the grounds of voter fraud. Mr. Trump has yet to provide evidence to support such a claim, and a statement released afterwards appeared to suggest the move had been unsuccessful, vowing they would follow the law in regard to certifying the election result. The Michigan lawmakers said they were unaware of anything that might change the outcome.
Two former British prime ministers have warned the current one, Boris Johnson, that his plans to cut Britain's overseas aid budget would be a strategic mistake. David Cameron and Tony Blair called on the government to protect the aid spending target that they had both supported in office. Here's our diplomatic correspondent, James Landale.
The Chancellor, Rishi Sunak, wants to cut £4 billion from the overseas aid budget, but opposition is growing. Speaking to the Daily Telegraph, Tony Blair says the legally binding target is a great British soft power achievement that saved millions of lives. David Cameron says abandoning the target would break Britain's promises to the world's poorest and signal a retreat from global leadership. It would be, he says, a moral and political mistake.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC.